James, you're running something called the Astrodome Planetarium, and I see that you tag it as Calgary's Traveling Digital Planetarium. Tell me what this is all about.
Well, the Astrodome is a small planetarium that can be transported easily to various locations, and I often go to visit schools and set it up, often in the gymnasium. And then once it's set up, I have students come from their classrooms down to the gymnasium, and they come on inside the planetarium. Usually grade 6 students, because they study astronomy as part of their science curriculum. It's the sky science unit. And they come on into the planetarium, and I put on a show for them, take them on a tour of the night sky and that sort of thing, and it's a whole lot of fun.
Now, judging from the picture I saw on your website, it looks like the planetarium is almost like a geodesic dome. Is that correct?
Well, it's certainly dome-shaped. It's more of a shaped like a hemisphere. But yeah, it's a large inflatable dome, about 6 meters in diameter, and I could fit 30 to 40 students inside there.
So a traveling planetarium, where did you get this idea from?
Well, about 15 months ago, I noticed that in the Calgary area, there was no portable planetarium available to go visit schools, and so I took it upon myself to purchase one and take on that responsibility.
So what is your background?
Well, I've been an amateur astronomer for 30 years, keeping an eye on the sky for a long, long time. And I first got interested in astronomy when I was in high school. And then after that, I went off to university and I studied astronomy there. I completed an astronomy program as part of my Bachelor of Science degree. And then after that, I became a teacher with a Bachelor of Education degree. And although I'm qualified as a teacher and I could easily go out and work as a teacher each and every day, I've actually chosen to do astronomy education. It's sort of the best of both worlds in my view. I get to do some astronomy, get to do some teaching. And so that's where I've come from.
You have this passion for astronomy. What is it that you tell the kids when they're inside the inflatable planetarium?
Well, I tell them many things. I mean, I tell them the sort of thing that'll be on their upcoming sky science test, of course. I cover the things that are, you know, part of the curriculum. But I also try to share with them the passion that I have for astronomy and how the universe is so vast and there's so much to explore out there. And that although we live on this small little planet, we've learned so much about the universe, but simply by looking up. And I encourage them to look up and make their own discoveries.
It seems like there's an awful lot of interest now in what's going on in space, and there's been a lot of discoveries. Can you give me a couple of examples?
So yeah, there's always things being discovered and amazing things to be seen. So for instance, just this morning, a space probe detached from a spacecraft that was in orbit around a comet, and it landed on the comet just an hour ago. And we're still waiting to get some pictures back, and the scientists are going to study that comet to learn more about what it's made of, which is really interesting because it's the first time it's ever been done, and comets are considered to be pristine material from 4.6 billion years ago when the solar system was just being formed. So this material is actually older than planet Earth, and it's never been examined up close before. So that's just one of the many discoveries, and there's always discoveries happening in space. For instance, next year, there are a couple spacecraft that are going to visit some dwarf planets. In February, there's a spacecraft called Dawn, which is going to visit what used to be considered the largest asteroid in the asteroid belt. Now it's considered a dwarf planet. Still the same object, just had a name change, I guess you could say. Anyway, that object is called Ceres, and the Dawn spacecraft is going to go into orbit around it in February of 2015, and the first time that celestial object will have been examined up close. And, of course, I think what most people are waiting for next year is the New Horizons spacecraft, which has been traveling through space for 9.5 years on its way to Pluto. And finally, next year, in July of 2015, the New Horizons spacecraft is going to pass by Pluto, the first ever encounter with that planet, and we're going to get some close-up detailed images of Pluto and the moons that go around Pluto. So that's quite exciting, too. So there's always lots of discoveries to be made, and those are just a couple of them that are coming up next year.
And how about things that you can see through your telescope?
Well, yeah, when you use a telescope, you can make discoveries too. All sorts of things can be discovered. There's some astronomers who study the sun, and for instance, just a few weeks ago, there was a very, very large sunspot group on the sun. It's the largest sunspot group seen in 24 years, and so they actively monitor that and observe that, and they're always making discoveries in the field of solar physics. Planets are being examined too, and of course, much further off in space, astronomers study galaxies and star clusters, looking to make new discoveries as well.
James, how do people get in touch with you? Do you have a website?
I do. They can visit www.astrodome.ca. They could also phone 403-973-STAR. That's 403-973-7827.
And your company name, that's very interesting.
Yeah, the company is actually called Astronomer for Hire, with the number four there, not the word four. I just wanted to have a name that, you know, was quite obvious what it is that I do. So, if you ever have a need for an astronomer, I'm willing to assist with your project.
Thank you very much, James.
You're very welcome.